Jesus then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. And then we're skipping to verse 34. Then Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." What does it mean to be a Christian? Well, even if you've been a Christian for a long time, it's a good idea to ask yourself that question now and again. And this passage asks us that question. What does it mean to be a Christian? Jesus says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." What does he mean? Well, here is my one-line summary of what Jesus means. A Christian is someone for whom Christ has given everything and who has given Christ everything in return. Jesus Christ has given everything for us. It's worth dwelling on that, exactly how much he gave. And verse 31 gives us a little insight. He suffered and was rejected and was killed. Jesus, the Son of God, who enjoyed all authority in heaven, gave up the status and security and comfort he enjoyed to be born in poverty on earth as a human being. During his ministry, he suffered misunderstanding, rejection by his friends, and attempts on his life. He was beaten to within an inch of his life, treated like a criminal, and died naked on a cross, the most shameful death the Roman Empire could think of. And he did it all for you and for me. His commitment and his love for you is that high and wide and deep. Jesus has given everything for us, and he invites us to give everything in response to him. He wants our hopes, our dreams, our ambitions. He wants us to give them up. He wants us to submit to whatever plans he has for our lives. He invites us to move out of the driving seat of our life and into the passenger seat, and to hand him the keys to the car. He asks us to stick with him, even if it means missing out on financial security or influence or popularity. He wants our faith, our trust, our time, our energy, our resources, our strength, our love. He wants all of us. Well, Jesus asks quite a lot, doesn't he? His invitation to follow him is the toughest challenge that we will face in this life. But it's never not worth it because of who he is. To be a Christian is to enter into a relationship with the most faithful, loving, committed person on the planet. And I'm sure you have stories you can share about God's faithfulness, his loving care, the way he shepherded you through the hardest times in your life. I know what it's like to be under the cosh at work in the city. My father died of cancer 4 years ago. My husband suffers from depression. Throughout much of my life, I've struggled with anxiety. But throughout it all, Jesus has been kind, generous, full of grace, the friend who never fails. His word and his presence and the fellowship of his people sustain us. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it." That's a promise. If we put Jesus first, if we commit to following him, whatever the cost for our idea of success, we will find everything we need in this life and the next in him. A Christian is someone for whom Christ has given everything, who has given Christ everything in response. If you're a follower of Jesus, you know this. But if you're anything like me, it's so easy to claw control back, isn't it? It's so easy to stop trusting in Jesus, to doubt who he is, to forget what he's done for us. Let us allow these words of Jesus in Mark's gospel to draw us back, to call us back to his invitation. Let's ask the Lord to help us, to recommit ourselves to the God who has committed everything to us. And if this is new, if you're on the fringes of faith, then you need to know that these are the terms for faith in Jesus. He has given everything for you. He wants all of you in return. And it's never not worth it. Are you all in for Jesus? Because he is all in for you. Amen.